So, like, Trump sucks.
Yeah. I put things that make my pussy pop is
Ooh.
Registering and voting from home, and then voting and following social distancing guidelines, and stop fucking wearing your mask under your nose.
Mm-hmm.
And what makes your pussy pop, I thought was going to be Kamala Harris saying, I'm speaking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm speaking.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about Trump faking COVID
mm-hmm.
for this whole fucking conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
And then sensitive men, and then them being sensitive about being called sensitive.
You know that normally sensitive men are politicians. It's like...
Most sensitive of all.
Yeah. What's that chart called? Like, on a chart, you know, the most sensitive... Politicians are up there.
Do they have the smallest penises as well?
You know what?
Is sensitivity level related to penis size?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Because
I've met some really mean people with gigantic dicks.
And I've met nice people with gigantic dicks.
Mm-hmm. And I've met nice people with tiny dicks.
I've met people I don't want to meet again with tiny dicks.
Is this the equivalent of... saying, like, I don't like this kind of labia? Like, is a tiny penis the same as, like, having long, long lips?
Can you imagine that there's someone who would see our beautiful, delicate little flowers mm-hmm. and be like, blech, not meaty enough. She doesn't hang low enough for me.
Yeah, some people are into meaty, big, matey
What?
From fucking SpongeBob.
You know this? No, what are you talking about?
Oh my god.
What are you talking about?
Big meaty.
Big meaty claws?
Yes.
What the? Okay. Oh. Okay.
Okay, new theory. Maybe we should play so quietly no one can hear us.
Well, maybe we wouldn't sound so bad if some people didn't try to play with big, meaty claws. What did you say, punk? Big, meaty claws! Well, these claws ain't for just attracted men.
Is that a common thing that people know? I have never once ever heard any...
We should be recording this conversation. It's so funny.
I've been recording this conversation.
Oh my god!
So now we're here.
Oh my god!
We're here
How
with our...
How dumb have I sounded?
Honestly, pretty dumb. Guys, I wanted to try something new in which I just decided to give you a behind-the-scenes look as to what our conversations sound like when there is nothing being recorded, and honestly... The fact that we ended up full circle with big meaty claws is everything.
You guys know about big meaty claws, right? I'm so upset.
That is like not my go-to SpongeBob reference.
Why did I say that? What was I talking about?
Labia.
Oh my god. Yeah, I think some people are attracted to big labia. Like, that has to be a kink. That could have been, like, someone's first vagina that they saw, or someone's, like, vulva they saw, and they mm-hmm. were like, damn, look at that meaty hanging lip. That one's going a little deeper to the left or the right. You know?
Yeah. I'm listening to you. I'm just, like, really concerned.
Why?
About your mental state.
I have been concerned about my mental state since I was about 5 or 6. So
cheers to that,
me
dude.
Too,
cheers to trauma. Okay, so we're here.
Hi, welcome to another episode of If You Know, You Know. And I don't know what has happened and why she's done this to me, but here we are.
We're here and we are queer.
You're queer. I'm like 40% queer.
I love that.
But the queers don't want to mess with me because I'm 40% queer.
I don't know if that's the reason.
She's been roasting me all day. I've been in tears. You know what brings me to tears?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Donald. Shut the fuck up, man. I'm getting real fucking sick of everything. I'm getting of all of it. Okay? I'm done. Why is this real?
Honestly, right now.
This is a mistake.
I'm just living for all the memes of the fly on Pence's hair.
How did he get there?
I don't know.
He was feeding him that speech, bro.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Pence is a fucking robot. That's not real.
I don't like that.
That's like some Stepford Wives shit.
I don't understand that reference.
So Stepford Wives, mm-hmm. they had these basically perfect women who were robots. Like, you would take your wife to get her done, and they would make her into the perfect woman. You could adjust her breast size, make her cook for you, make her do whatever. But at the end, it turns out the woman was operating everything, and her husband, who they made it look like was operating everything, was her robot. She was out here orchestrating everything. Women out here.
I really love that.
You would fucking love that movie. You'd be like, what the fuck is this shit? Oh my God, I love it.
Is it spooky?
The concept could be spooky.
Interesting.
If you think.
It is spooky season.
Let's have a moment of...
Silence.
Silence for that spooky-ass shit. And the scary shit is about to go down.
Period.
This Halloween season, mm-hmm. if you will. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Thanks for the moment. Do you like scary movies, bitch?
I live for it. Right now, I'm really feeling Hannibal Lecter. Like, that's my man right now.
Yeah, you love a nasty, freaky...
Yeah. Tortured soul. Tortured. Yeah. The more tortured they are, the more I love them. I think that's the cancer in me.
It's really funny because I actually just went on a date recently with this guy, and he was telling me about his life, and he was like really nice, but I was kind of bored. I was like, so tell me some fucking trauma, like what's up? And he had never been through any type of trauma in his life. He goes, I have a really good life, my parents are great, this, I was given everything, I never really struggled, I've been like middle class my whole life. I've always had everything I've ever wanted and needed, and it was good. And I was like, wow, maybe this is healthy. This is a healthy person. But deep inside, I was like, I'm fucking bored.
Yeah.
I want you to be fucked up.
Do you, though?
Yeah, because they're the ones who are going to choke you, man.
Yeah, but what if they just choke you too much
and perfect. Then you die? Win-win. A bad person will go to jail and I'll be dead. It'll be fucking lit.
Come on, life insurance. Do you know what the most spooky thing right now is? Our justice system.
Rest in peace, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you would bring her up.
You said the justice system. You know who brought us justice?
I know.
RBG, baby.
I love her so much.
So I know your pussy's popping.
For her, always.
For her, absolutely.
It's popping for Kamala Harris, too.
Ooh.
Because she
I don't really like her, but she really did me right.
Yeah.
That night.
Yeah. That debate was really everything. And just hearing her bring down Pence was everything.
You know what makes my pussy pop?
Tell me.
Being registered to vote.
Oh, my God, bitch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
I won't date you if you are not registered to vote.
So, you know what's, like, important first? We should... mention, like, we know that people are gonna be so sensitive to us talking about politics, but we love it, we live for it, because it affects, like, us and the people around us. And if you're gonna sit here and say, like, I don't do politics, it's because it doesn't affect you, but, like,
bitch, it fucking does.
Yeah.
Taxes.
Yeah, period.
You're paying taxes, period. Where do you want the tax money to go to?
Exactly. It's bigger than just you, Karen. Yeah.
Fucking Karen.
Oh, Karens and Carols, man. Fucking Carols.
I fucking cannot. I cannot, and I simply will not. So, yeah, I would love people who are registered to vote.
I registered to vote my senior year of high school, like, even before I was 18.
Period.
Almost like I
registered when I was 18. It was after.
I love that.
I'm pretty sure I got married before I got registered to vote.
All right, come on. Come on, women. Female girl power.
So if you're registered to vote, make sure you fucking vote.
Yeah, and honestly,
and
like,
don't vote for Trump.
Yeah. That's the key here.
If
and
you
know what?
Came here and thought we were a pro-Trump place, please fucking leave.
Yeah, you are never welcome in this home. never, ever, ever. Okay. And you know what? It's like, it's more, at least for me, it's more than just like your political party. Like, I don't care if you are like Republican, if that's like what you really want to label yourself. Yeah, if you're more conservative, I totally respect that. But like, right now what's happening is like not okay. It's like bigger than a Republican or Democrat thing.
If you think your life is more important than the life of someone else and you're not equals, you can fuck right off.
Yeah, so I think we just got to do what's like best for
the people.
The people. Isn't that what it's all about?
Yeah.
Isn't that why the fuck we vote? Do you remember that one time George Washington said, listen to me, I'm going to go, do not, and I repeat, do not, don't create a two-party system.
Don't do it.
Don't fucking do it. I'm fucking warning you, Thomas Jefferson.
I'm going, but please, just my all last word of advice.
I'm trying to retire in peace. Please let me be. And guess what happened? We fucked that up too.
Yeah.
Human beings really are the worst.
From the beginning of time, from when Homo sapiens arose, we had so many incredible inventions.
Mm-hmm.
There were communities, and then there was war.
Yeah.
Because people were just fucking.
My dick's bigger. Here's a cannon. That's all war is, isn't it? It's just these male leaders that, I'm bigger man. I have nuke.
I fight.
Yes.
Power.
Let me ask you a question. Why did you turn into Arnold?
Because he was the governor of my state for so long.
How dare you bring the Terminator into this?
He's the reason why my high school closed. He pulled so much budgeting from California. From education.
Mm-hmm. Wait, he pulled money out of education?
Yeah, he did.
Oh my god,
So much.
Did you guys know this?
Yeah, he pulled so much money out of that system. So many schools closed. So many teachers lost their jobs. My high school closed. I was the last graduating class because of what had happened. Like what's that, domino effect? That downhill.
A butterfly effect, if you will.
The slippery slope
of politics.
Of his political career.
Oh, wow. I'm honestly feeling so educated right now.
Wow.
I
feel dumber.
So let me ask you a question. Am I boycotting Terminator and, like, these movies?
I mean, I don't want to say he's a bad guy. He wasn't cut out for the job. I don't know
why
he got there or how he got there, but... I don't want to discriminate against him now. He's probably a nice guy.
Yeah, I bet he's a nice guy.
His daughter is married to Chris Pratt.
Ugh, Chris Pratt is so overrated.
I think
unpopular opinion.
Yeah,
majorly unpopular opinion.
Everyone always asks, like, girls, who's your favorite Chris?
Hemsworth.
And I don't love any of them.
That's because you're uncultured.
Okay. Chris Pine, his eyes are scary to me. Like, I think all these people are beautiful in their own way, stunning human beings, crafted by the gods, whatever. Mm-hmm. But he just, his eyes, if he looked at me, I'd be like, I need to go. I'm uncomfortable.
Oh, wow.
Well. Chris, what's another Chris?
Pratt.
Chris Pratt doesn't, I want Andy Dwyer Chris Pratt.
Me too.
That's the Chris Pratt that does it for me.
Me too.
I want him to push me into a pit and then sing a song about...
I fell in the pit.
Really glad I plugged that in.
Excellent.
Yeah, what's the other Chris? Hemsworth? I think he's incredible. He's so incredible that if I went up to him in person, I wouldn't be able to speak.
110%. Like, he's too... He's a god.
Yeah, when people are too attractive, it makes me uncomfortable because I feel like swine.
Yeah.
Because I am.
Honestly, I completely... We were just talking about this. Like, if we had the opportunity to meet our celebrity crush, how would it be? And
I would throw up.
I honestly think I would shit my pants.
Billy Butcher from The Boys.
Wow.
If I encountered him or walked by him... I would panic.
Mm-hmm.
Because I shouldn't even be in the radius of anyone that attractive.
I honestly completely get that. And the thing is like, maybe I'm just like, it's my multiple personalities in my head. But like, I always think like, oh my God, I have to make sure that I look so good. Uh-huh. Like the best that I can look to meet this person. So they fucking know what I'm working with. Okay. Uh-huh. I see what you're working with. Check this out. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think, I'm trying to think of famous people that I've met.
Rikishi.
Do not ever shit on Rikishi.
I love him.
Okay. I loved wrestling as a kid. Number one. All right. Rikishi was really, he was the originator of eat my ass. Okay. He would just shove everyone's faces up his ass. You know, I'm like, you know what? Oh, let me get some money doing the same thing. I feel you, Rikishi.
I fucking get you, Rikishi.
And he was also the sweetest human being.
He was.
I've ever met in my entire life. And that's my man right there.
I don't remember who was like my, I don't know if I've met anybody like, oh my God, when I met David Tennant, I couldn't speak words.
Yeah.
I was like, can we take a picture like this? Like I could not. I
you sound like Doofy from
movie? Honestly, yes, I was Doofy. And I literally like said those words and showed him a picture of him having to hug me. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, let's do it. And I was like, my man held on tight. Uh-huh. And it was all I needed.
I feel like I've never like fangirled super hard over people.
Oh my God. But as an adult now,
maybe I realize like, I'm not going to get whatever I want. Let me just make it up in my mind.
I love that. Yeah, that's basically fangirling.
Oh. Have you seen Hugh Jackman?
In person? Or just, like, in general?
In general.
Honestly, like, I can only look at him for so long before his beauty starts to burn my eyes. The reflection of water droplets on his, how old is he? 50-something-year-old abs is honestly, it's blinding.
Yeah. And you, like, you shit on me one time for liking older men. Here you are.
No, I don't mind older men.
Okay.
I don't mind older men. I like older men.
Period.
I mean, there's like a number. I definitely want to cap it, you know?
Okay. But here's the thing. I say there's a number that I don't want to cap it at. And then Jeff Goldblum out here being super
old. How old is he?
Hey, Siri. How old is Jeff Goldblum?
Jeff Goldblum is 67.
Oh, my God. 67. I was honestly going to say my cap was probably like 60.
60 is really high, but 67?
But 67 is really high. And I'm going to go ahead and put my cap at a solid 70 just because I know what's out there. But is he one in a million?
He's one in 7 billion, baby.
I imagine he smells like cigars and burning firewood.
I love everything that you just said. You know? Said.
And just like a bear skin rug in a cabin.
This man is old enough to be my grandfather.
I really don't like that you just said that.
Yeah, think about that.
Okay. Okay, all right.
It's okay, my grandfather's dead too.
Yeah, okay. Dead grandpas. All right, cool. Glad we went through that together.
Okay, speaking of old men, we were talking politics earlier. I don't know how we got here. I'm really glad we talked about Jeff Goldblum. I'm really happy about
honestly,
it.
Honestly, Jeff Goldblum is the full circle effect for us. Number if we one. Can always end up back at him, our almighty savior... What else is there to live for, you know?
He is a god among men.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about the Chrises.
Uh-huh.
We started talking about registering to vote and how it's so important.
Oh, speaking of older hot men.
Okay.
Unpopular opinion, I think that I have.
Okay.
I'm not attracted to Joe Biden.
But you used to be attracted to Joe Biden.
Yeah, until he really started slurring his words and really, he really changed things for me.
He has a stutter.
I have a stutter too.
No.
No, Misha, you're just dumb.
You're just literate. I'll cover the microphone so they don't hear.
But you've been recording me the whole time. I didn't even want to be recorded. I don't know what I was saying.
It was honestly wins. Tens across the board. Honestly, the only person that we should be voting for is Miss RuPaul herself.
If you want to run for president and shut down all these hoes,
wow.
I will vote for you. may the odds ever, is it
be I need
ever,
like a,
ever be in your favor?
Have you ever seen the Hunger Games series?
Which I haven't even read the books. I don't even know how to read. What?
No, I know that part. Well, we were just talking about fangirling, too. There's so many things.
Are you playing footsies with me?
I really didn't want to, but.
Oh, my God.
I guess here we are.
My toes were so sweaty.
I'm going to get cozy. The Hunger Games series is really good. We should watch it. I'm dying to rewatch the Twilight series.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm going to make you do it with me.
Honestly,
we can make it fun. It's not the
worst thing I've
ever heard
of. We can
make it so much fun.
I don't want to make a drinking game out of it.
No, but we can laugh.
Okay. All right, all right.
And then what we'll do is we will drink, we'll take a sip of water every time something cringy happens.
So we're going to be so hydrated.
Honestly, it's going to be so tight. Our organs are going to be like, what? Twilight who?
Who is she?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know where this red apple is coming from, but I love it. Period.
Okay, so yeah, Twilight we have to watch and Hunger Games for sure.
Okay.
We're going to become Hunger Games.
Why
Yeah. Why? Oh, you, okay. Oh my God, we have to watch it. Do you know like anything about Hunger Games?
I do. I've seen some of the movies.
Okay, but.
I know the Jennifer Lawrence. Girl.
Oh my God. Katniss?
Katniss.
Oh my God. I can't believe this.
And, yeah.
This is honestly really difficult for me to listen to. So we're going to put the Katniss deal on hold.
Parking lot, that guy right there.
Yeah, let's just put her in a box, close her up, wrap her up tight, and send her down the road.
Okay.
And let's talk about our, well, he's not my president. I don't know if he's yours.
I don't claim him.
Yeah, I don't claim him either, but, and I hope that everyone listening doesn't claim him either. I think that's our crowd.
Yeah.
God, I hope so. I really hope so.
I don't know who is listening to us. First of all, thank you for your time.
We appreciate you.
I'm also so sorry.
And I'm so sorry because if you do vote for Trump, I'm going to have to ask you to leave nicely. And if you have a problem, honestly, you can like send me a DM if you want, but I'm going to block it. I'm not even going to read it. I'm being honest. Or I'll see it and then have no care.
Or screenshot it because it's so funny.
And I'm gonna make fun of you.
Yeah.
Because normally the guys who slide
in. I don't want to bully anyone.
No.
But.
Normally the guys that slide into our DMs are guys that don't wash their butt crack.
Yeah.
Because they think it's gay.
Yeah.
Those are the guys in our DMs.
Yes. And please Indian wash guys. Your butts.
Oh my God. Nobody ever washes their butts around here.
Spread your cheeks and put the soap there too. You need to wash your butt. Exfoliate your butt.
Get a little bit, a dime size amount of your favorite exfoliator. Exfoliate your bum hole.
Uh-huh.
She sees a lot of trauma.
Mm-hmm.
So much.
Think like that one time you had that Taco Bell and you, it like, the shit you took blew your back out. You were in the bathroom.
I know exactly what you mean.
Don't you want to exfoliate that? You want to get all those particles
Yeah, off. All of them off. I love that for
Dingleberry,
us.
This is a dingleberry-free show.
Dingleberries are not allowed here. I've said it once and I'll say it again. Dingleberries will not be tolerated in this work environment. And honestly, the fact that we went from voting for Trump to dingleberries is another full circle moment. I think we're magicians.
That is the number one dingleberry that I would just love to flush away. And I don't know why he's still here.
He's a dingleberry. It's very tiny. And he's stuck on that one butthole hair that you can't quite get.
Yeah, you can't shave it.
You can't quite shave it off. Like, you just can't. You can't get to it. And he's stuck there. And you're like, what are you doing here, dude? I've wiped you and I've wiped you, like, go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he won't go. He just wants to stay put.
We just need, like, an exfoliating wipe. You know, just scrape it out of there.
Are you talking assassination?
Oh. NSA? My name is Carol.
Period.
Okay.
We said what we said. And if you know, you know, honestly.
If you know. Okay, now let's talk about things that we know. And things that we may not know.
Okay.
Because I love a good conspiracy.
Okay.
Supposedly, this boy caught COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I wanted this to be a COVID-free show.
Mm-hmm.
But what had happened was...
You want it to be a COVID-free show?
Yeah.
But you know what?
Your man went and apparently got it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Someone go get your boy, because...
And then came right back after his therapies.
Oh, his stem cell therapy from an aborted baby?
Is that true?
Yeah. Apparently it's true.
Okay.
I'm gonna don't fucking fact check me, guys. I'm gonna check right now.
Okay. You Google that while I talk about this. Mm-hmm. Do you guys think that he faked it?
Faked COVID?
Yeah. Okay. So didn't he try to pass or like discuss a drug that doctors had tried and it was life-saving therapy for, you know, for COVID? Mm-hmm. And then everyone was shitting on it. And then now he got it. And then he was like, that drug that I was talking about, you know, a little while ago, that saved me, so y'all need to buy it.
Okay, here is my fact check. Well, hopefully. This is CBS News. Is CBS, like...
reputable?
Uh-huh.
Probably, but... It's not Wikipedia.
Okay, well, this says the antibody cocktail that President Trump received for his COVID-19 infection and touted on Wednesday evening as a cure for the deadly virus was developed using cells derived from aborted fetal tissue.
Oh, so you ain't pro-life now.
Yeah.
Wait, no, pro-choice.
You're pro-choice? So... there's a couple, The Guardian, CBS News, New York Times, CNN.
Fox. Did Fox do it, too? Because then that's two different. CNN's like a left-ish source, and then Fox is the right-ish source. Mm-hmm, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. There's nothing about that here.
Okay.
So they're playing a good old... let's ignore it. Being registered to vote is very important to you.
Yes.
It's also very important to me.
Yes.
Do you, would you say that you, that's a deal breaker? There's what I'm trying to say. Deal breaker.
Oh, for me to like date someone?
Mm-hmm.
I ask, okay, so my ass, I'm not very social, maybe you would say.
Mm-hmm.
I get on my dating apps, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Hit me up on Hinge.
Mm-hmm. Don't do that.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I use these apps. And one thing I ask is, are you registered to vote?
Mm-hmm.
And then some people say, no, I'm not into politics. So I'm like, LOL, okay.
Unmatch.
Or I leave it, and then I wait for them to say something. Like, oh, is that really a deal breaker? And I say yes, and this is why. And then...
normally, the people who aren't registered to vote are people that don't think... like, nothing affects them directly, so why do they have to vote? Can you believe that there's people of color who are not registered to vote?
Can you believe that there are people of color that are registered to vote and are voting for Trump?
That makes no sense to me.
Disrespect.
Nothing makes sense to me anymore. Nothing.
This year isn't real. I don't think we're real. I don't think it's real anymore. Are we in a simulation?
Honestly, I really do think so.
Oh my God.
I think that there's an alien species controlling us.
And there, this is just Love Island, Earth Edition.
Yeah, but it's like the cameras had to stop rolling. Like, they don't want to see it anymore.
Or, like, we're a forgotten project. And they're like, oh my God, just let them fucking do whatever they're going to do that planet and we'll.
Forgotten Project is just like the title of my ADHD memoir. And let me tell you why.
Oh.
We
love a hypochondriac and a self-diagnosis.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
We have many disorders that we think we have.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I don't need... I have the science. I have the evidence. Okay? So, come for me later.
I have the symptoms.
Exactly.
I have the WebMD.
Do you think... okay, so Trump... COVID, it's a scam.
I don't know what to think. I'm definitely not gonna rule that out. I'm not gonna rule this whole thing being fake. Not COVID being fake. You know, it's been all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
CDC.
No, COVID's real.
Yeah.
That's real.
I'm saying
for sure.
That's not real. I'm saying
Donald Trump
getting it
is fake.
I think it is.
In order to postpone the election?
I don't think to postpone the election.
Then to do what?
Make money.
How?
Pharmaceuticals.
Mm.
So these people will say what they would back the drug and they would provide funding for it. Because they're like, oh, it's proven. Trump got it. He had it. He said he did. Mm-hmm. And then now everyone's going to want it because their president received the drug or the treatment. And they're like, we're all going to get it.
Oh, my God.
And then that puts money into that drug company's pocket. And they've already, like, invested into it. So they get a share. They get, what's equity?
I don't know anything about economics. About business? Or business. We just had this conversation. I guess I know basic stuff. I just don't know really.
Have you seen the show Shark Tank?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's like you're coming in and you're trying to sell us on.
Yeah, investing into a product, my product. Yeah.
Your Viagra. Say you'll sell Denafil Moment.
Okay.
Okay. And you're like, hey, I need money to help develop this drug more. Mm-hmm. If you invest $1 million into my company, I'll give you 10% of the profits. So they take that $10 million and they use that money to manufacture or do whatever they want to do, like get the drug. But the drug
companies go to who?
Who funds them?
Yeah. Just like billionaires?
Or like, billionaires, people who want to make medications and things like that. And then they get into politicians' pockets. Mm-hmm. It's like, we need your backing.
Shit's crazy.
Yeah.
It's so, like, intense out there.
Billionaires out here wildin'. Mm-hmm. Epstein out here wildin'.
Ew.
Wildin.
Oh my God, that is literally crazy.
That can be a different episode. I can talk all about him.
Yeah, that is a whole other.
Enough is enough.
I think like the biggest point is like do your part, you know, like fucking vote.
Please vote. I think in some states you're still going to be allowed to be registered to vote. Mm-hmm. The deadline in Florida, I believe, has passed.
I think it did. I think
it was October 5th,
or maybe they extended it.
If there's an opportunity for you to register to vote, I know you see that link on your Instagram, on your Facebook, on your Snapchat, on your TikTok.
It's everywhere.
It is everywhere. I love that. Okay, so if you use a phone, it's on there.
Fucking register.
Do
it. It's so easy. It's so easy to just do it.
Some places you can still even get your mail-in ballot.
Yeah.
So you can even vote from home.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, follow social distancing guidelines. If you out here not wearing a mask, if you're still not wearing a mask, still you can fuck right off.
Yeah, that's honestly.
I've had enough.
Can you believe that people are just not wearing it still? They don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care at all.
They're like, oh, you know what? These things are lifted, so I'm just going to go fucking chill.
Yikes, bro.
And still put everyone at risk.
Can you imagine?
I don't really know what's going on.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine being stupid?
No, I cannot. Yikes. That's honestly my nightmare, being uneducated. A big nightmare of mine. That's why I try to stay woke, because if you stay woke, you ain't gotta get woke. Okay. Can I get an amen? Thank you.
She's watched so much RuPaul in the last 6 months.
I am RuPaul. I could never.
You could never.
I would just kill for like a 24 by 36 poster and or canvas
of her
and like an incredibly beautiful outfit. I need to find my
black and gray.
Ugh, I don't know, bro. I love her so much. How will I ever choose? Sins for the gods. How will I choose? I know, but legs? Pants on the runway? I don't know. It's too much for me. So, wear your masks.
Wash your dicks.
Wash your butts. It's not fucking gay to wash your butthole.
Okay, if you think, I hate when men do this thing where if anything that's in the smallest way, not masculine. That's gay, bro. That's gay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is cleaning your body, is having hygiene gay? Perfect. Then be gay.
Be gay, please. Oh, honestly, we would like you better if you were gay.
Because you would leave us the fuck alone.
Exactly. I love it.
Yeah. I don't want to sit here and sound sexist.
Okay.
And you know I'm saying that and I'm probably about to sound.
Okay.
Please don't come after me.
Mm-hmm.
We love a sensitive man. Mm-hmm. Okay? But what about those super macho men who just need to be too masculine for the gods?
Mm-hmm.
And if they do something that is sensitive, you're like, or they react to something and they're sensitive about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're like, hey, you're being sensitive about this issue. And then they get sensitive about being called sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
And then they act out?
Yes!
It's men with really toxic masculinity.
Egos.
Yeah, egos. Those are the guys that, like, grab each other's balls and they're like, oh, I'm gay, bro. What? Yeah. Like, why do you feel like you have to joke like that? Like, only straight men joke like that.
Like, grab each other's balls?
Yeah. Like, why are we gonna be grabbing balls?
Please don't touch me. Please don't grab me by...
Do, like, the normal friend group, like, of girls grab each other's, like, boobs?
I flick your nipple all the time.
Yeah, but that's different than just, like, grabbing my titty. Like, why would you just do that?
That's strange.
Yeah,
it's... Like, I don't want to violate you.
Yeah, well, there's the key. Men don't care about violating.
Oh, my God.
I've unlocked the mystery.
Okay, guys, don't be the nice guy either.
Yeah.
The nice guy.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I did all this for you. I'm like this. Mm-hmm. I'm doing this. Okay, I worship you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't want me?
Correct.
Oh my God, I've never met you.
Yeah. But here's my Cash App if you're interested. That's normally what I...
Don't at me.
What I respond to all my messages now.
Yes, actually, that's what happened to me recently is... I posted a message or whatever I post on Instagram these days, mm-hmm. and I was like, if you want to be in my DMs and not ask for my Cash App,
period.
That's, you're not going to get anything. Period. And then someone messaged me who had messaged me many times before,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, hey, what's your Cash App? And
that's what I'm talking about.
And then he's just the sweetest human being ever and is nice to me and gives me money and pays for things.
I love that.
I love it.
I love the gift that keeps on giving.
Yes. You know what keeps on giving?
Hmm.
The end.
The end?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. It looks like we have reached the end.
Mm-hmm.
I have loved talking about politics. I think we should talk about it more.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to hear your guys' thoughts on any, like, topics like that we should... touch upon, because it's important, you know, to talk about
get
this
your
stuff.
Lives in order.
Yeah. So just remember, guys, to wash your butts and
wash your dicks,
wear a fucking mask. I'm tired of you guys. Okay, love you. Peace. Follow us on Instagram @ifyouknowpodcast. Love you, bye. Mwah.